Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
May the 8th, can you believe it? It's almost summertime. It feels like it's summertime. It's May the 8th, 2023, and oh boy, do we have a show for you today. Look, welcome, welcome, welcome on Facebook Live. If you want to call into the show, hey, Chris, I see you there. Hope you're feeling good, Vera. It's a wonderful, beautiful day in our neighborhood, and we want to thank God for each and every blessing. And we have so many things to be thankful for this morning. Thank you for the hearts, right on. Hearts in the morning is a beautiful thing. I want you to reach out to 10 people on Facebook Live right now and let them know that the show is going on. Tag 10 people. Tag 15 people. You know, just the sky's the limit. If you want to call into our show this morning and listen to the show over your phone, or your cell phone, your office phone, or your house phone, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. 877-867-8064. This is going to be a very informative civil rights talk show, which we have every single Monday. We talk about something extremely, very important. I want to start off this morning. I want to send a shout out to the people who lost their lives in Texas, in Austin, Texas, where they were having a shooting going on, unfortunately. And it was terrible. And it's getting more and more dangerous to either go out to the store, to go to the mall, or wherever you want to go. People are just unbelievably out of control. And guns, yes, guns, are definitely extremely out of control. And people just don't know how to talk things out anymore. They just don't even care about talking it out. They get mad at whatever the situation might be, and they want to kill innocent people. Well, I have a problem. I have a large, enormous problem with that. Why do you want to kill innocent people? If you feel that bad, God forgive, I don't want you to hurt yourself, and I don't want you to hurt anybody else. But if you feel that bad, you need to go get some help. You need to go talk to a pastor or a psychiatrist or a counselor. That's what they're there for. That's what they're there for. People can help you. They can help you. But they can't help you if you don't go and ask or seek the help. If you're going through a trauma or a situation where you feel like you want to hurt yourself or you want to hurt somebody else, you need to get some help. Okay? You can call the mental health hotline. You can call 911. You can dial 311, and you can dial 211. Okay? Don't just go get a gun because you're mad at the whole wide world and do something like that. 8 people were killed and at least 7 others wounded when a gunman opened fire at an Allen, Texas outlet mall Saturday afternoon, according to local officials. The shooter was killed by police outside the mall, has been identified as 33-year-old man, a senior law enforcement source tells us. The gunman was armed with an AR-15 style rifle, according to the source. Investigators are looking into the potential ties to this shooting and why it even happened. Victims in the attack range in the ages from 5 years old to 61 years old. And this is in Dallas, at the mall in Dallas, at Allen, at the Allen Mall, Allen, Texas, at the mall. And it's a massacre. Because the people that he was shooting at, they don't have guns, so they can't shoot back. And I don't know why these killers go to places where people don't have guns and start shooting everybody. Now, if that shooter was to go to a place where everybody had guns, how long do you think that would last? Not very long. But they always go to places like schools where kids are. I know, hey, Letitia, good morning, Letitia. Please tag 10 family members, 10 church members, and 10 friends. It is so sad, Letitia. It's really sad. Hey, sis, to both of my sisters on here. It's really terrible. We need to, I don't know how we can stop this, because the thing is, it's the element of surprise. You don't know when they're going to just flip out and go do this. But I'm talking to somebody right now, and I want you to tell somebody else, right now, if you know anybody that has a mental problem, if you know anybody that's fed up with their boss at their job, if you know somebody who had a problem, whatever, and they feel like going out hurting somebody, or you can hear in their voice that they're desperate to want to do something, then please try to help them get some help. What is the help? Psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor, consultant, police department, fire department, 911, okay, or the mental abuse hotline, which you could dial, you could just Google it on your, and I'll show you an example of what I mean, because I'm going to get the number for you right now. Let's do it right now. And while we're doing that, I want to make sure that we get this number right now for anybody who's going through any mental health. If you want to contact somebody to get some help and you're having a mental health crisis or someone you know is having a mental health crisis, you can dial 323-438-8831. 323-438-8831, okay? So if somebody you know is having a mental health crisis, dial that number. Dial 911. Call the police. There's so many places that you can call. So many, there's a mental health hotline that's 24 hours. Let me give you that number. I think this is extremely very important because mental health is very, very important. The mental health health hotline is open 24 hours. And let's see here. Hold on a second. Let's get this out for you. Okay, get this number to you right now. And it's so important. And you can save lives. We can save lives. And it's important to save lives. And we should do that to the best of our ability. And so if you, like I said, again, if you know somebody that's having a mental health crisis and they just need help and they don't know how to get help, call the 24-hour mental health hotline. And you can just go to Google and Google it, and it should pop right up. Like, that's what I'm working on right now because I feel like it's important. And so let me get this number here. There we go. All right, so phone number. Okay. All right, so hold on. Okay. So that number would be 866-813-457. Now, I'm taking my time with this morning because this is important. This is a civil rights issue, too, that we don't have enough mental institutions and mental health places to get help from, and that should be in our Constitution under the amendment rights. It needs to be amended to our rights if people have a right to get mental health help. It's not enough of that. It's not enough money being spent on mental health. Matter of fact, one of our topics today is pertaining to a young man who had a mental health issue, and we'll get to that later. Again, write down 866-681-3457. I know I'm talking to somebody now who knows somebody that has a mental health problem. 866-681-3457. Okay, let's move on from there. I just wanted to share that with you this morning about the shooting in Texas, and apparently this person, of course, probably had a mental health problem too, and they didn't want to get help at that time. They felt that the only help that they needed was to go out and take another innocent human life. When you kill a five-year-old baby, yeah, that's a baby. A five-year-old, that's a baby, okay? And now you ruined a family's life because you want to take it under your, you want to play God. You want to go around and shoot innocent people and take innocent lives with an AR-15. And by the time the police killed him, he already killed eight people. So I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired of turning on the news or turning on something or going online to social media and seeing these type of subject matters and topics. Good morning, Sandra Daniels. How are you? Welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. And thank you, Letitia, for putting the number out there because there are people dealing with mental health issues, and we need to talk about it. We don't need to just act like it doesn't exist. It does exist, and it's a taboo subject and topic. So, hey, what's up, Charmelin? How are you? Everybody that just came on Facebook Live, please do me a favor and reach out and tell 10 more people. Tell 10 more people that we're on Facebook Live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Dorsey High School is in the house. Oh, yeah, by the way, I want to send a big shout-out to Susan Miller Dorsey High School and all the graduating students that are graduating from Susan Miller Dorsey High School, my alumni, you know, just happy to be on the Alumni Association, happy to help things work out for the future of our future alumnus, and just grateful, you know, that our alma mater, Susan Miller Dorsey High School, is still putting out students that are becoming doctors, lawyers, professors, sports professionals, sports people, and scientists, and whoever, whatever they want to be. That's what it's all about. It's all about pushing our kids. And want to send a shout out to my nephew, Robert, who's going to be graduating from high school. A big shout out to him. And it's a lot for our kids to graduate from high school. Nobody knows the mental health peer pressure that our kids are going through these days. This is the reason why a lot of our young, what's up, Donnell? What's up, Brother Wells? All right, good to see you on with us this morning. A lot of our young people are going through mental health issues, and we don't even know it. You know, the separation of two parents, one of their sisters or siblings being killed by a drive-by shooting or in a car accident or with a stabbing or something. These cause post-traumatic stress syndrome, okay? These are very serious topics and extremely serious civil rights issues that are still being dealt with to this day. They have plenty of money to do certain things that they want to do with. They got money for tobacco. They got money to pass tobacco laws. They got money to pass voting laws. But do they have enough money to help mentally ill people? Okay. Good morning, Sister Felita Wilkes. Good morning to you and Pastor Charles and First Lady Felita. God bless you. From me and my First Lady to everybody on the line, God bless you. My First Lady, Wanda. God bless everybody, and I want to send a shout-out to my wonderful, beautiful wife, Wanda. Good morning. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we're dealing with some serious stuff. So anyway, I want to, you know, get our co-producer on the show, Clarence M. Allen. Let's get him in the studio with us. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, my brother?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout the state, the nation, and even around the world. Once again, you have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show, where he's bringing the hot button topic. So I want to just thank you for having me again, Pastor Eddie. There's a squeaking in the background. So let's get that resolved and get down with this show. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
Okay, can you guys hear me okay? If you're on Facebook Live, if you can hear me good, send some hearts up. Send up some hearts if you can hear me good on Facebook Live. Okay, thank you for the hearts. You can hear me nice and loud. Without further ado, I want to get the other co-producer in, Kalana Jones. Good morning, Kalana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Good morning, Cousin V on Facebook Live. Good morning
to Cousin V and Clarence and to my butterfly, Dr. Granny V, and to Professor Rain, to everyone on Facebook. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. So happy Monday.
Okay, happy Monday. Thank you so much. And Brother Clarence, good.
Delilah Jones, good morning.
Now, I want to let you guys know that Professor Reams will not be with us this morning. He's doing a graduation at the university, and he is a professor at the university, and they have a graduation going on today. So we want to send a big shout-out to the graduating students from his university, and we also want to send a big shout-out to Professor Reams and to all of our radio producers and co-producers that might not be here today, but they are always with us. Minister Stephanetta Bingley, also to Prophetess Monica, also to Cousin V, who's not here with us this morning, but she's on Facebook Live, and we're looking forward to getting that sports report today because I want to hear about what's going on with our Lakers. That's right. And the Golden State Warriors, they have the playoffs going on. We'll talk about that later. But we're talking about something that's really important. Another thing I want to go to, again, I want to reiterate this, the shooting that took place at the mall in Texas, in Allen, Texas, at the mall outlet. And I'm just saying, these shootings are just ridiculous. I mean, if you see something, please say something. Don't worry about somebody talking about, oh, you being a snitch. No, you're not being a snitch. If you see somebody getting ready to carry a gun inside of a place, you need to call 911. You don't have to go in there and try to stop the person. But if you see somebody going into a place to do some bodily harm with a gun and there's innocent kids, like this 5-year-old kid was just killed. A 5-year-old to 61 years old was killed in this mall. And this gunman took an AR-15 in there and just opened fire on innocent people. Nobody could defend themselves. So this is why I'm talking about mental health today, because, hey, what's up, Sister Bell? Mental health is important, y'all, and we got to deal with it. Back in the day, if you had a mentally health person, they just put them in the back room and close the door. Now people with mental health are going to work. They got their own places. They're cooking their own food, doing their own thing. They're marrying people. You know, they're human beings. But they need help, like anybody else that needs help. And, okay, good, good. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. Oh, amen. Oh, okay. My cousin Veronica said that her and my cousin Kim were shop at the outlet mall at the mall there in Allen, Texas. So that's a popular place where a lot of people go shopping. So, however, the gunman was killed. The gunman was killed by the police, but not until after he killed 8 people. And that's, you know, to do 8 funerals is sickening and it's sad. But look at the signs of the times that we are living in now. God is trying to tell us something, and we better pay attention, okay? I want to reach out to all my pastors right now, all my ministers, deacons, lay people. This is the time for you to pray like never before. Intercessory prayer is much needed right now. Pray without ceasing right now because we are in trouble. We're in trouble. So I want to go into our first topic, and I want to talk a little bit about our first topic. And it's an interesting topic. It really is. I have a car. Probably everybody on the line probably has a car. But some of us ride the bus. Some of us ride the train. Some of us do Uber. Some of us do whatever form of transportation that we can. And transportation is important. But when you get on public transportation, you don't know what you're going to be dealing with. And again, we're dealing with a lot of mental health situations. And this is why I'm talking about it today, because it's important. And I can't wait till we get Aretha Adams-Jones, which is affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, who does our segment on the show called Mental Health and You. And guess what? You could be the smartest person in the world and have a mental health issue and don't even realize that you have a mental health issue. You know, you just wonder why you just feel like snapping and going off sometimes. Or you feel like sometimes like you just can't deal with whatever the situation is. Or your heart starts beating real fast and you feel like you're getting a panic attack. Or you have post-traumatic stress syndrome and you don't know it. Or you having dreams and nightmares, or you talking, whatever. You have a mental health issue. It don't matter how smart you are. It don't matter how much common sense you have. You just have to realize and recognize if you have something going on and you need help, get some help. That's what help is for. That's what psychiatrists are for. That's what psychologists are for. That's what therapists are for. That's what counselors are for. And that's what consultants are for. But if your pride will not allow you to get the help that you need, then you're suffering because you won't let you get some help. What sense does that make if you won't let you get some help? Okay, let me see. Oh, yeah. Cousin V said, the last place you would not even think where this would happen. You can't even sit at the bus stop. A man was shot driving due to road rage this weekend. It is also Mental Health Awareness Month. Yes, it is. I was going to get to that. Thank you so much, Cousin V. Innocent man shot in road rage. Just, you know, the best thing to do when you're driving is, I'm not saying keep your head straight ahead. I mean, because you got a peripheral vision, you can look around, but just don't engage with people if they're trying to cut you off or just jump in front of you and hit the brakes. Let them go. Let them go. It's better to live another day than to be carried by 6. Okay? All right? So, hey, what's up, Robinson? Real Robinson, welcome, 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 welcome. It's better to be, what's up, Lloyd Smith? Hey, man, Brother Lloyd, what's up, son? What's up, Daryl Jones, my brother? What's going on? Hey, I'm so glad. Everybody on Facebook Live, please tag 10 people right now. Tag 10 more people. Brother Lloyd, what's going on, my brother? God bless you, man. Peace be with you, and may the Lord be with you and everything you're doing. I want to send a special shout-out to my brother, my son Lloyd. You know, it's just amazing what God is doing. God is working miracles. But back on this mental health tip, and we're going to go into our first topic. Mental health matters, and we need to break the stigma. The stigma is that people don't want to talk about mental health issues, but we're dealing with people who deal with mental health issues every single day, okay? And you probably know somebody or have a loved one that has a mental health issue. If they need help, help them to get the help that they need. Sometimes people don't want to be bothered with people with mental health issues. They just don't want to help, but we need to. Amen. Okay, it's a mental health. Vera just sent me a message. There's going to be a mental health symposium at Leimert Park May the 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this is good. This is good. Thank you, Vera, for sharing that information. Vera is our health and wellness coach on the show, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. And hopefully we'll be getting her on just to maybe talk about water, how important it is to drink water. A lot of us don't get enough water. A lot of us don't get the help that we need when we need the help. So let's reach out. Since this is Mental Health Awareness Month, the whole month, if you know someone, if you have someone in your family that has a mental health issue, please reach out to them. Please help them get the help they need. Please help them see a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a consultant, a therapist, or a counselor, or dial 911, or dial 211 and ask for the resources from your city. Just dial 211, and they'll tell you what resources they have. And being that this is Mental Health Month, I'm sure they have plenty of resources. Okay, so we're going to leave that right there, and I want to move on to a situation that took place. Our first topic, 30-year-old Jordan Neely had a mental problem, screaming loudly on the train in the New York subway. Three men, including a Marine veteran, Daniel Penny, 24 years old, choked Jordan for 15 minutes until he died. Is this vigilante unlawful murder? That's the question. I'm going to read this to you one more time. Listen carefully, please. 30-year-old Jordan Neely had a mental problem, screaming loudly on the train in the New York subway. He was on the train. Three men, including a Marine veteran, Daniel Penny, 24 years old, choked Jordan for 15 minutes until he died. Remember, they only choked George Floyd for 13 minutes. And it only takes 2 minutes to be choked to your death, to your death. If someone's choking you from behind, and this ex-Marine, 24-year-old ex-Marine, who actually should not have done this, and I'm saying, is this vigilante unlawful murder? You know, some people want to be a vigilante. They want to save the moment. You better pick and choose your battles, because if you're jumping in as a vigilante and that person dies, guess who's going to prison? Okay, well, that's going to be our first topic this morning. So I want you to weigh in on Facebook Live. I want you to tell me, is this a vigilante murder, or was he? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Jordan Neely. Matter of fact, let's go to, let's go here. And I want you to listen to this loud and clear. I'm sure you'll be able to hear this loud and clear. So let me make sure all things are going to see. Let's get this one. Okay.
30-year-old Marine veteran put Jordan Neely, who was homeless, in a chokehold after witnesses say he was threatening other passengers. Protesters have called for him to be charged. Neely reportedly had a history of mental health issues.
Okay, so with that being said right there. Okay, with that being said right there, now who needs to put anybody in a chokehold for 15 minutes? Okay, this is a white guy that did this, and his name is Daniel Penny. He's 24 years old. He's an ex-Marine, and Marines supposed to know how to fight to save their lives or kill somebody. But when you get somebody from behind and put them in a, right, Daniel had no, okay, Cousin V said, and I want to read this to you. I want everybody on Facebook Live to chime in on this. Daniel had no reason to take this matter in his own hands. There should have been security to assist. This is a cold-blooded murder to me. If he did not touch others, he was not harmful to them. Exactly. He didn't touch anybody. He was just screaming obscenities. He had a mental disability. He had a mental disability. He was screaming obscenities on the train. So they three men grabbed him, and the fourth guy, which was Daniel Penny, the veteran, put him in a chokehold from behind and just laid on the floor from behind, choking him with all of his strength for 15 minutes. Huh? 15 minutes. It don't even, like I said, George Floyd was only choked for 13 minutes, and he died. So this guy decides to become a vigilante murderer and hold this young 30-year-old black, and now let me tell you about this young man. He had mental health issues, but he was talented. So down in the subway, he was known as a Michael Jackson impersonator. Yeah, it is another form of bullying, Brother Maurice Ballantyne. It is a form of bullying. And Maurice, call into our show, man. I've been trying to get you to call in. Dial our show because you've got a show coming up. Dial our number. Let me give it to you. 646. Come on, get a pencil, bro. Write this down for me. I need you to call in. 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And then press 1. It's going to put you in the queue. Call in. I want to talk about Bully the Bull, because Bully the Bull can stop some of this bullying that's going on. It's a lot of bullying going on. And for this 24-year-old Marine veteran to want to play Superman and play vigilante murderer, it really upsets me. It really upsets me. Now, they're protesting in the state of New York, and not only in New York. I'm protesting right now on the show because I feel like Penny, the ex-Marine, should be put in prison for murder. And the reason why I say it's premeditated because he already knew he was going to get involved in it when he put his hands on him and put him in a chokehold and held him for 15 minutes. Nobody in the whole wide world needs to be choked from behind for 15 minutes laying on the floor. And three other guys are sitting on you holding your legs and your arms so you can't move. Cousin V says on Facebook Live, we encounter a lot of mentally disturbed people talking out loud or talking to themselves in public transportation. I just pray for them and keep it moving. That's right. That's what we should do. Just because they're screaming obscenities and they're not touching you, they're just, they're going through something. Something is going on in their heart. Let me give you the number. Please call into the show. If you want to talk about this, call in 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Then press 1. It'll put you in the queue. I want to go, before I talk about this anymore, wait, let me go to, hold on, let me do one thing. I want to do this right here. I want to go to, I want to read this to you really, really, really quick. The case involving a New York man who was choked to death in a subway train is likely to go to grand jury next week. Law enforcement sources told CBS News Friday. A grand jury would determine whether criminal charges should be brought against the subway rider who put 30-year-old Jordan Neely in a chokehold on May. It happened on May the 1st, and he restrained him. He put him in a chokehold and kept him in a chokehold for 15 minutes until he died. And it was his untimely death. What's up, Kevin? Kevin Galis, what's up, brother? How are you? Welcome to the show. Another big shout-out to Dorsey High School and all the graduating classes of Dorsey High School and all the people that will be graduating in the month of June from Susan Miller Dorsey High, Crenshaw High School, L.A. High School, Hamilton High School, and all the surrounding schools in the district, okay? God bless y'all. We're talking about, this is our first topic. Should 24-year-old Daniel Neely, ex-Marine, be charged with murder for choking Jordan Neely to death on the subway, who had a mental disability? Oh, no, man. I'm so sorry to hear that. Man, I'm going to reach out to you after the show, man. I send my deepest sympathies. Man. I send my deepest sympathies, man. Let's stop for a minute. What's up, Jordan? How you doing, Jordan? Welcome to the show. It's such a pleasure to see you on, Jordan. God bless you, and welcome to the show. And if you're on the show and you can hear me loud and clear, I want you to send some big hearts up right now. If you're on Facebook Live, just send up some hearts right now. If you're on Facebook Live, send some hearts up right now. Yeah. Okay, I see you right there. There you are. Without further ado, I want to welcome to our show none other than Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Aretha, welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm feeling good. I'm just, you know, this topic that we're on right now about what happened on the train is just really, really bothering me right now. Hey, what's up, Donnell Brother Wells? Okay, brother. Okay, I'm gonna read this really quick. But first, everybody, say good morning to Aretha. Say good morning to Aretha Adams Jones. Aretha, say good morning to Clarence and Solana and Vera and Cousin V.
Dr. Aretha, good morning.
Good morning, the co-host. God bless you and happy Monday.
Okay, so I want to read this. Okay, hold on. A caller. Okay, we got a caller. Caller in the 323-615 area code, are you there? Caller in the 323-615 area code, are you there?
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Vera. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everybody say good morning to Vera.
Hi, Vera.
Good morning, Butterfly.
Good morning, Dr. Granny V.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
And Cousin Veronica said from Florida on Facebook Live, she said, good morning, Dr. Aretha. Good morning, everybody. So everybody's going to bring a shout out to Cousin V all the way down in Florida, who's going to bring us a sports report later.
Hi, Cousin V.
Okay, so
Cousin V, good morning.
Brother Donnell Wells said on Facebook Live, he said, hello, Pastor Eddie. What exactly could have been done differently? The sister said security should have been there, but there were no security there. Okay, what should have been done differently is the brother was screaming obscenities. I've actually been on the train before. I parked my car and got on the train just because I want to see how it is. And, of course, every time I get on there, there's at least one person with a mental health issue. And some people don't want that person to sit by them. Some people don't want that person to be by them. But, you know, as long as they're not bothering anybody, you know, somebody can just say, hey, man, calm down, relax, you know. But to put your hands on a person and just start choking them for 15 minutes, come on. There's only one thing that's going to happen. If I choke somebody for 15 minutes, they're going to die. Because you're cutting off the oxygen airway, and this guy came on the train in New York. His name was Jordan Neely. He was 30 years old. He was a Michael Jackson performer. However, he had also had, I don't know what his mental health problem was, but one of them was post-traumatic stress syndrome because he witnessed his mother being murdered at 13 years old. At 13 years old, his mother was murdered in front of him, okay? He did not get to say goodbye to his mother. Okay, so let's take a look at his life. He was homeless off and on. He had friends, you know. He made his money in the subway doing Michael Jackson. He could sing, he could dance, you know. But when he had his mental breakdowns, which do happen, if people get off their medication, they're going to have a mental breakdown. If they're not taking their medication, and this is normally when other things happen, when they're not taking their medication. Whatever that medication might be. Some people with mental health issues feel like they don't need to take the mental health medicine. They feel like they can get better without it. However, that is a false thing that we're dealing with. If you are on medication for your mental health issues, please take your medicine. Because if you don't take it And people go, oh, it has side effects. Yes, it does. Well, then go holistically and start reading about what holistic mental health medications can you find in herbs, you know? What herbs can you find? If you don't want to take the medicine over the counter from the doctor because you feel like it has all these side effects or it makes you talk slower or walk slower or sleep all day or whatever it does, it's keeping you calm. You're not out there doing something bad like the guy that went on the, you know, that was singing on, I mean, screaming obscenities on the train, and the Marines felt that it was his duty to get him from behind and choke him for 15 minutes on the ground while three other guys held his legs and his arms and sat on his body. That's crazy. It's not needed. It's redundantly ridiculous. Okay. I want to go to our mental health specialist, Aretha Adams-Jones. Aretha, please take the floor. I'm going to read this to you really quick. 30-year-old Jordan Neely had a mental problem. He was screaming loudly on the train in New York in a New York subway on the train. Three men, including a Marine veteran, Daniel Penny, 24 years old, choked Jordan for 15 minutes until he was dead. Is this vigilante unlawful murder? That's the first question I would like for you to answer. Then we'll go on to the mental health stuff. Well, what do you think, Aretha? Do you think it's vigilante unlawful murder?
You know what, to be honest, I'm not sure why they thought it was necessary to choke them, to hold them down and choke them, or what? Why was that necessary? He was standing on the train, but was he really a threat? I'm trying to understand.
Yes, I'm wondering. Okay. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Let me just ask you. Okay, so I'm still trying to understand. What was the? I mean, someone.
Well, some people said that he was making like threats, and you know, he was screaming obscenities.
Oh.
But some said he was making threats, like, I'll hurt you. Or I'll do something to you. You know, I see that all the time, but they don't do anything. They just, like, you know, be screaming and talking to themselves or whatever he was doing. I don't think it was worth him dying for.
No, of course not. Of course not. I mean, you know, was a person's life threatened? I mean, you know, people have mental illnesses, and sometimes they began to, they could have auditory hallucinations. They, you know, they're hearing voices and they're aggressive. They might start, you know, shouting out things, but are they really posing a threat? Was there a weapon that was shown? Why was it necessary to hold him and choke him for 15 minutes until his life was literally snuffed out of him? Why? I don't see the threat. I don't see the harm that, I mean, you know, the threat that, I don't think that he was posing a threat to anyone. I'm still trying to understand it. It's really confusing. But mental health does matter. It matters. And, you know, when people, as you said, they go off medications because they start feeling better. And, you know, sometimes it's different and, you know, people don't understand it. And it looks, because they fear mental illness, they don't understand it. They don't care to understand it. And so they react in irrational ways. And it's really unfortunate that now he's gone. Over what? Because he was probably, I don't know, he wasn't in my care. I can't diagnose him, but. You know, it just sounds like there was some, it could have been some psychosis going on. You know, he needed treatment. He didn't
right.
need to be down and have the life, his life snuffed out of him.
Right,
I'm,
I agree with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you. I'm really upset about that. The case is going to the grand jury, and they're going to figure out whether this ex-Marine needed to be going to for murder. I personally, you know, they're protesting in New York right now. They want this guy to go to prison. They want the other guys that were affiliated who helped him to also go to jail because they're an accessory to murder. And I hope that they don't sleep at night because they took an innocent man's life. Just because he had a mental issue doesn't mean that he needs to, you know, be treated in the manner that he was. It's ridiculous.
You know, yeah. So this gentleman, I'm sorry, Jordan Neely?
Yes.
I don't know. Was he African-American?
Yes, he was African-American, but the guy that choked him to death was Caucasian. Let me just, I want you to listen to this really quick. Listen.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, I want to start it over. Start it over. Okay. Now, let me turn it all the way up so you guys can hear it. And just listen to this really quick.
Sources tell CBS News that the New York City subway guard is likely heading for grand jury as early as next week. A 24-year-old Marine veteran, Chris Jordan Neely, who was homeless in a chokehold after witnesses say he was threatening other passengers. Protesters have called for him to be charged. Neely reportedly had a history of mental health issues.
With that being said, did you guys hear that? Could you guys hear that?
Yes.
So I just want to know.
Sometimes I wonder if there was a Caucasian gentleman. Sometimes I wonder, and I'm not racist at all, and I'm not trying to play the race card. But sometimes I wonder if there was a Caucasian gentleman in the train doing the same thing, would it have ended up? Would it have resulted in his death? If you know, would he have been held down and choked until he died if he were white?
Right. Okay, you said something very important. I'm so glad you said that. Could you say that one more time? I'm trying to get the sound right. Keep talking. Say that one more time, please.
Like I said, I'm not racist in the least. I have all races, all colors of the rainbow in my family. But sometimes I wonder if the gentleman, you know, was on the train, you know, so I'm going to, I don't know what he said, but they felt that they were threatened. There was no weapon. And, you know, I wonder if the gentleman was white, if it would have had the same end result. Being held down, choked 15 minutes until he died, I wonder if it would have been the same if it was a white passenger.
Now, I can tell you right now. What's up, Brother Campbell? What's up, Brother Keith Campbell? Welcome. Cousin V said from all the way from Florida, she said all three of them should be charged and all three of them should go to prison. I agree.
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think they should?
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
Okay, I want to go to Clarence. Brother Clarence Mallon, please take the floor. What do you think about this horrendous young man, 30 years old, and all of a sudden this guy, ex-Marine, comes in and chokes him for 15 minutes from behind while three other guys sit on him and hold him down? Go right ahead, Clarence, take the floor.
Yes, first, thank you, Pastor Eddie, for bringing a light to the life of Jordan Neely. This is a subject matter, a murder that I haven't heard of, but I have reviewed the story. I have seen some of the video this guy, Daniel Penny, has gotten this young man into a chokehold. Now, Jordan Neely, he struggled with the trauma of his mother murdered, had left him at an early age. This is a quote he told me, and this is a friend of his, Moses Harper. She said, he told me about how much his mother passing impacted him. He disclosed that she was murdered and her body was put into a suitcase. And this happened at an early age for Jordan Neely. Now, this guy, Daniel Penny, Dr. Aretha hit it right on the head with the hammer when she said, if this guy was black, would this white guy have choked him out until he died? He could have been restrained, although he wasn't physically a threat to anyone. He was just acting out because of his situation. Somebody could have, I don't know, but if they had food, could have offered him something to eat. Excuse me.
Brother Clarence, hold on a second. You said something very important.
It said he was tired of his living situation of being homeless and hungry. And that's understandable, man. Living out there homeless and hungry, man, anyone would be tired of being homeless and added on to being hungry, thirsty each and every day. You know, not just in New York, but even here in L.A. and even in Long Beach, we have seen the rise in violence of people on these trains. We had a police officer finger bitten off. We had violence down here in Long Beach, California, where I'm at. But we're looking at a Marine veteran, Pastor Eddie, and all our listeners, who choked out a homeless man.
Yes. Can you hear me? Okay, I've been trying to stop you for a second. I wanted to catch you. You said something important. I want you to hear it. You said if he would have been a black guy, he was a black guy. He was a black guy. Jordan Neely was black, and the guy that choked him out
was
white.
Was.
Okay,
yes,
I just wanted to clarify
that. He was a white guy. I meant
what
to say, if
good.
He was a white guy, would the white guy have choked him out? So thank you for the correction on that. Aretha said it perfectly in her statement that if he was a white guy, would this other white guy have choked him out when all he had to do was be restrained if it was necessary, or somebody just reasonably have a reasonable conversation and just offer this guy some help? We have to be more sympathetic dealing with our co-companions out here in this life, regardless of their living conditions, you know. If we're going to be compassionate to them and understanding, we need to assist them on the spot regardless of what we have, because many of us are in a situation where we can get what we give away again. It's just the way life works. So when people are out here struggling, and he struggled from his mother's murder, I can't imagine at a young age a mother being murdered, a person's mother being murdered, and found and put in a suitcase. That's terrifying. That's horrific. You know, that's very traumatic to any child. And then that to trouble you during your life, the course of a person's life, you know, Pastor Ed, it's just another situation. I thank you for bringing this to light on this show. You know, this is another important topic. You know, this is compared to what happened in Texas, another life taken. This don't need to go to no box or no grand jury. The DA need to file this guy. It's on video what this guy did. The other guy holding, another guy standing over him. So thank you, Pastor Eddie.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Brother Clarence. And I'm so glad we were able to clarify that. And everything you said is right. I'm in total agreement with you. This Jordan Neely did not deserve to die like that. I looked at some of his videos where he was impersonating Michael Jackson, and he was good. I mean, he was good. He could dance. He could move. But, yeah, if I'm 13, yes, we're going to go right back to Aretha Adams Jones. Then we're going to go to Vera. Then we're going to go to Tulana, and we're going to go around the circle. I just want to say this. If you are on the subway, and no matter who you are, if you have a mental health problem, I don't think that people need to approach the mental health problem with a deadly force. Because you don't know what that person is going through. You don't know what they've been through. And just because they might be screaming out for help and don't know how to scream out for help, so the only way they can get some help is to scream some obscenity. But they don't deserve to die. Let me go back to Aretha Adams Jones, our mental health specialist, who does a segment on our show called Mental Health and You. Aretha, please take the floor. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say this, and then I'll be out of the way. But I pulled up the story, and it said that on Friday evening, the lawyers for Mr. Penny, who was, you know, the, what's his name, Daniel, Daniel's lawyers expressed condolences on behalf of their client to the family. And the comment just kind of bothered me because the comment says, Daniel, this is the quote, Daniel never intended to hurt Mr. Neely and could not have foreseen his untimely death. So my response to that is, if you restrict a person's airway for 15 minutes, what do you think is going to happen? I'm
exactly
done. Thank you.
Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah.
Like I said, they didn't even choke. He choked George Floyd. He put his knee on his neck and choked him for 13 minutes. Okay. Let's see. Oh, God. Let me turn that off. For 13 minutes. Now, this Marine whose attorneys made that statement, I read the statement. I was very unpleased with that statement. I did not mean to cause him any bodily harm. The minute you put your hand around his throat and start choking him, you were already causing him bodily harm. This case is, to me, lock, stock, and barrel. This is a case of murder in the first degree. And if you ask me, premeditated, because he already knew when you go get somebody from behind in a chokehold, I can see if you go in front of somebody and put him in a chokehold and look him in the eyes and choke him. That's one thing. But to go behind somebody while three other people are laying on your arms, your body and your legs holding you down while another person is choking you to death, he never had a chance. The man was only a buck 20. He probably weighed 120 pounds, tops 130 pounds. He never had a chance, but he had a mental issue. So here's why I'm so feeling the way that I do about mental health and why we need to break the stigma of mental health. So when you see someone that has a mental health issue, you don't start going, oh, get away from me. Oh, that person is a human being, too, dealing with some spirit, and they need help. Mm. So this morning when I came on, I talked about five different ways to help a person. You could call the mental health hotline. I gave out that number earlier. Look on the feed, and you'll see it. You can call a psychiatrist. You can call a psychologist. You can call a therapist. You can call a counselor. You can call a consultant. Now, I am a mental health coach. I have my certificates. I finished the class of mental health coaching. Now, I can coach a person that has a mental health issue, dealing with all types of mental health issues. But I would call on Aretha if it got out of my hands to a point where I couldn't go any further. I would resort to calling Sister Aretha Adams-Jones because she's not only a mental health advocate, but a mental health worker, and she works closely with mental health issues. With that being said, we can all help somebody who has a mental health problem. Right now, our topic is 30-year-old Jordan Neely had a mental health problem. He was screaming obscenities on the train in the New York subway on the train. Three men, including Penny, Daniel Penny, an ex-Marine, who's highly trained to kill people, put him in a chokehold for 15 minutes. And then he had the audacity to make a statement by his attorneys that he never meant to do Jordan Neely any bodily harm. You killed the man. And for that, all you guys should go to prison. The ones who held him down should go to prison because somebody should have said, okay, that's enough. Let him breathe. He can't breathe. That's enough. This is the reason why we saw the same thing with George Floyd. We saw the same thing. Okay? They kept saying, take your knee off of his neck. Take your knee off his neck. And they wouldn't do it. So with that being said, I want to go to Vera really quick. Vera, weigh in. Vera, what do you think about this, what happened on the subway train to 30-year-old Jordan Neely, who had a mental problem, that was choked to death by these three men? Four men.
Well, I'm saddened to hear that took place, and I feel there could have been other things that could have been done. You know, they could have delegated someone to call and get help, number one, and then if they wanted to hold them down, but to hold over someone's neck and to basically choke them out, no, it's bad.
Yeah, and then the Marine, they say that he resigned from the Marines because his morale was low. So that's all going to come out in this case. But Cousin V said, from Florida, said, if he held him until he died, that statement was after the fact. And that statement is like he said he didn't mean to do him any bodily harm. That's the statement she's talking about. He was upset either with him, that's why he took matters in his own hand. That tells me Daniel had a mental health problem also. He was an ex-Marine living in the past with an ex-Marine. I was choked at times by him. What? Okay. In other words, what she's saying, the ex-Marine was probably having flashbacks of being in the Marines, and he took it out on Jordan Neely. Okay? He could be having post-traumatic stress syndrome too. But he felt the need that he needed to become a vigilante murderer. Yeah, that's what I'm titling it. I gave him a title, Vigilante Murderer. Okay, it's okay to be a vigilante. I don't care if you want to, you know, jump in there and stop somebody, but you're not going to jump in there and kill somebody and then think you could just walk around on the planet Earth free after you took an innocent human life with no regards. You knew nothing about the man. And somebody on the train should have said, okay, that's enough. Okay, you guys, let him breathe. Get off of him. If I was there, I would have said, okay, that's enough. The man got to breathe. Let him breathe. Can the man just breathe? I'm upset about it. Talana Jones, take the floor. How do you feel about what you just heard? What do you think should happen?
Justice should be served.
Go ahead, Talana, nice and loud.
The fact that I have family who is suffering from mental illness, that people do not even give common courtesy to people who have mental health issues. They don't, it's like a disregard to anyone's feelings when it comes to understanding from the outside perspective. And sadly, Dad, I hate to put a wrench in what you said earlier, but the system, the mental health system with access, they do not respond. Their turnaround time is hours after the call has been made. It's almost like calling the police department, and they only deal with situations as severity comes. So if it's not a severe situation, you're left waiting for a process that never happens. So I believe that the system needs to change how we deal with mental health and the people who have mental health issues. Because if not, we're going to continue to have issues like this where people who have no regard whatsoever to the next person's well-being or their best interest at heart. And then the people who are mentally ill, they end up helpless. They're or dead as this person who just tried, I don't know what was going on, but it sounds like they weren't doing anything to hurt anyone. And to deliberately do something like that, I don't care what color of your skin that you are, it's disrespectful. If you can get away with murder and, like you said, Dad, just walk around roam free without any regard to anyone else's respect of life, and just because someone else makes noise does not give you that's a freedom of speech. Even if you're not doing anything else to anybody else, it's a freedom.
General, I didn't even know
you can't
about
take
that.
Away any, or rob anyone of their own freedom. Mental health illness or not. And I yield back.
Mm. All right, let's give Talana a big hand. Let's give her a little big hand there. There we go, Talana. Thank you. Very, very well said. Very well said. And it's a sensitive issue because mental health is a sensitive topic. And I want to go back to Sister Rita, because mental health is very important. If you know anybody with mental health, everybody on Facebook Live, if you know somebody with mental health, just put some hearts up if you know somebody that has a mental health problem. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake. Welcome to Facebook Live. If you know somebody that has a mental health problem in your family or friend, put some hearts up on Facebook right now if you know somebody. Now, Cousin V said she was choked. Cousin V said she was choked by then her ex-husband, who was an ex-Marine. Now, can you imagine ex-Marines are trained to kill? I was in the Army. We were trained to kill. So if you go in any form of military, they definitely teach you self-defense and offense as well as self-defense, okay? You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, man. Okay, I want to go back to Aretha. Aretha, can you please give out the mental health hotline to everybody or any kind of phone numbers or email addresses that they can use in case they find out or see somebody with a mental health issue and they want to give them some help? Aretha, please take the floor. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks so much. I will, did you give out the number to the psychiatric emergency team, the PET team?
No, I didn't give them that, but please give them all the numbers you have.
So I want to say, like, I think it's going on 2 years now. There is another number. They say that you should call, before you call 911, call 988. This is a number that's used in psychiatric emergencies, 988. This is through the department, the law center. It's through the Department of Mental Health. And then I also want to give you the number to the Los Angeles County. It's the PET team. Well, is that the one, Talana, that you said took a long time for them to respond? Was that the psychiatric emergency team, the PET team?
Yes, Dr. Aretha, both the PET team and Access Unit, they do not. Their turnaround time for response is ridiculous. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that because usually they're pretty responsive and very helpful. So I'm sorry you didn't have a good, you know, it wasn't a, you didn't have a good response.
Well, Dr. Rita, let's still give out the number to the PET team and the mental health emergency hotline.
Okay, so it's called the PET team. It's the psychiatric emergency team, the PET team, and this is through Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health. The number is 1-800-854-7771. Once again, the number is 1-800-854-7771. And then there's 988.
Okay, so if somebody can put that up in the chat, please, on Facebook Live. Say it one more time, Aretha. This is very important. If you're having a mental health crisis or you know someone that is, this is the numbers. These are the numbers you need to dial. Go right ahead, Aretha.
Okay, so it's 1-800-854-7771. 1-800-854-7771. And then another number is 988. And that's relatively new. Lots of people don't know about that one, but 988 is also a really good number. And I wanted to give you a number just in case, like if there's some suicidal issues going on, suicidal thoughts, you know, like ideations, you know, you know, talk about suicide. There's a suicide prevention lifeline. They call it the suicide prevention lifeline. Here it is. Suicide prevention. Okay, that's 1-800-273-8255. And once again, this is suicide prevention, 1-800-273-8255. Thank you for letting me share those numbers.
No, those numbers are really important. If somebody could, can you type those numbers into the chat? I really would appreciate that if someone could type those numbers in the chat, please. I want to send a big shout out again to everybody on Facebook Live. my brother Gerald Jones, Lloyd Smith, Jordan, and Jordan E.C., and Cousin V, Brother Clarence M. Allen, Archeria Bell, Felita Wilts, First Lady Felita Wilts, my wonderful, beautiful wife. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. And Charmelin Thompson and all the people on Facebook Live. Chandra Daniel said, I work with people that have mental issues, and I work with homeless people, and they are challenging, but there was no reason why that man should have been choked. That was unacceptable. And I agree with you 100%. You're right, Chandra Daniels. That man should be alive to this very, very moment. Thank you, Brother Clarence, for popping those numbers into the chat on Facebook Live. Write those numbers down and stick them on your refrigerator. Write them down on a piece of paper and put one in your wallet. Because if you're out in the street somewhere or you get around somebody at a party or anywhere and a person has a mental health or feeling suicidal or whatever, these phone numbers could help save their lives. Sometimes people call the police and the police come with guns. We wanted them to come and help, not come and kill, okay? I'm going to rest my case on Jordan Neely. We're going to go to our second topic. That was our first topic. Our second topic. And our second topic is really down to the point. But before we go into our second topic, I want to read you the scripture, the word of the week, and the scripture of the week. The word of the week, and get your pen and paper out so I can give you the word of the week and the scripture of the week. The word of the week is enhance. Enhance is the word of the week. And how will we use that in a sentence? I will enhance my finances. I will enhance my love for my people. Enhance. So you want to enhance, that's the word of the week. Use it in a sentence and make it applicable to your week. The scripture of the week is Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, and it reads, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. That is our scripture of the week. Make it applicable to your life. I'm going to read it to you one more time. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, and it reads, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Sometimes we can speak, and it ain't nothing but the devil coming out of our mouth. They say the tongue is the strongest muscle on the human body because it can say things that make people kill themselves. It can make people feel bad. It can make people feel depressed. So watch what you say out of your mouth. Calculate, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Because if out of your mouth comes anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language, like a sailor, cursing like a sailor, you got something going on that you need to fix. The reason why I brought the scripture out, because people just got loose mouths. And they just say anything. Even I hear parents say to their kids, you're never going to amount to anything. Why would a parent tell their child that? Why would a parent say, you look just like your mother, you look just like your father, or you ain't nobody, or curse them out and call them everything but their name? I seen a young lady walking down the street with a 3-year-old little baby. She said, bring your MF and whatever on right now. And I said, excuse me, man. It ain't none of my business. That's your child. I said, but she's just 3 years old, and you're cursing her out like you're cursing out an adult. If you don't want her, maybe you should give her to another family member or take her to somebody who loves her, because you ain't showing her no love. And I don't care if you get mad at me because you don't know me, and I don't know you. But I'm telling you, you're verbally abusing that child, and it's wrong. So we can verbally abuse people, and it's wrong. So that's why I brought the scripture out today, Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. Now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Think about it the next time you get ready to talk to somebody, what you're going to say before you say it. All right? Amen? Right on, Brother John L. Wells. Right on, brother. Because, you know, we, even to our husband and wives, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, cousins and friends, we have to watch what we say. Our mouth is a pathway to success or a pathway to failure. And, you know, the worst thing about saying stuff is when you can't never take, when you can't take it back. And you say something to somebody you love, and you know you love them, and you tell them, I hate you. I can't stand you. And then they go commit suicide. And for the rest of your life, you're living with that statement, I can't stand you. I hate you. And then they went and killed themselves because you didn't know that your words had that much power to kill somebody. In the Bible, it talks about the power that words have. In the Bible, it talks about how to speak right to the ones that you love. That's why it says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So that's why I had to share that scripture. That's our scripture of the week, and that's our word of the week. Enhance. Enhance your life. Enhance your thinking. Enhance your health. Hallelujah, Brother Dan, Brother Donnell. Life and power. Power, life and death is in the power of the tongue. I couldn't have said it better. That's a sermon right there. I've done a sermon on that before. I preached a sermon on that before. Sheila Timberlake said, wow, this is so true. I had to pray over my going from 1 to 10 and understanding I didn't have to win every argument. Hallelujah. Now, that's when you know that you know that you know. You do not have to win every argument. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes a whole lot to be quiet. It takes a lot to hold your tongue and be quiet. Hey, Minister Terry Herbert, we are so honored beyond words to have you on. Minister Terry Herbert, our word of the week was enhance. That was our word of the week, enhance. Enhance your walk with God. Enhance your mind. Enhance your thoughts. Hallelujah. And our scripture of the week, I know you just came on, so our scripture was Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, which read, now you must also rid yourselves of such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips, because we got to watch what we say and who we're saying it to, because we could kill somebody with our words. We can hurt our children with our words. We can hurt our sister or our brother with our words. You can hurt your husband or your wife with your words. So you want to speak words of endearment. You want to speak words of love. God talks about his love, that his love is unconditional. Our love for our loved ones should be unconditional. Now, there's a lot of love out there that has a lot of conditions. And I don't know if the conditions are money, drugs, who knows what. But if you walk with God and your love is the love of God, you're going to be all right. Let's go to our next subject and our next topic matter. Let's let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Enhance is the word of the week. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. Open your Bible to Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, and read above it and below it, and read the whole thing if you have time. And leave your Bible open on that for the rest of the week. And I guarantee you it will help you. Sister Chandra Daniel said, enhance your skills and abilities, your experience with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And Brother Donnell said, amen, Pastor. Amen. Amen, Brother Donnell. That's right. We have to not just talk about it. We have to be about it. And I don't mean to preach a sermon right now, but it's just on my heart to say how important it is to watch what we say. Watch what we say and how we say it. And who we're saying it to. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Our next topic is, you know, here's our second topic. Will the real black voters please stand up? Will the real black voters please stand up? Or will they continue to believe that our vote does not count? Okay? Listen, I'm going to say it one more time. Our second topic, will the real black voters please stand up, or will they continue to believe that our vote does not count? Now, I just want to just say this really quick, and then we're going to go to our panel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak life into each other. Minister Terry Herbert says, speak life into each other. And that's why I always tell, and I tell my wife and I tell my kids, I love you to life. You know how people say, I love you to death. No, don't love me to death. Love me to life. I don't want you to love me to death. Oh, my God. Yes, our radio show has, Cousin V said, our radio show has always been spiritual. Yes, it has, and it will never stop. I always say, love me to life. Amen. I tell people all the time, I love you to life. And everybody on the show, I love you to life. I don't love nobody to death because that's just not words have power. Yes, love to life, Brother Donnell. That's right, brother. Our second topic, and I want to, people on Facebook, please weigh in. What's up, Hollis? How are you? God bless. Hollis, God bless. Weigh in on this topic. Will the real black voters please stand up, or will they continue to believe that our vote does not count? And everybody on Facebook Live, please put in a statement. Sister, First Lady Felita Wilts, Hollis, Donnell, Sheila Timberlake, tell me, will the real black voters please stand up, and does our vote really count? Do we still believe that? Yes, that's right. Love you to life too, Cousin V. That's right, Minister Terry Herbert. Let love have its perfect way. And love does have its perfect way. Amen. Praise God. So I want to go to Aretha first, because Aretha, take the floor. Will the real black voters please stand up, or will they continue to believe that our vote doesn't count? The reason why I'm saying this is because Donald Trump is running for office again. I don't know what happened to his indictment and everything. I don't know what's going on with his indictment. They indicted him, and we never haven't heard nothing else. He got another trial going on with a lady that he raped, and she's in a civil trial with him. But this is very important, y'all. So let's see what's going to happen, because if we let him back in office, it ain't nobody's fault but our own. If we let Donald Trump become president of the United States again, it's because we don't vote, and we didn't vote, and we won't vote. However, I want to read something to you. 32 point something million African Americans voted. No, I'm sorry. Let me get, yeah, around the United States. Of course, around the United States. But we are voting. Will the real black voters please stand up? Aretha, take the floor.
Yeah, so you know what? We need to, African Americans need to stand up and be counted, because our votes, our votes count, our votes matter. And a lot of times, did you say 32%? That was it? Did you say 32% nationwide?
Yeah, nationwide.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. Yeah, we need to stand up and be counted, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference, and our votes, they count and they matter. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And Sister First Lady Felita said he should be ashamed to even try it again, but it's bad if we don't vote. That's right. Listen to what First Lady Felita said. He should be ashamed, but guess what? Donald ain't ashamed to try to run for office again, because he wants to make America great again. You know what that means? He means, and God forgive me, I'm not being prejudiced, he wants to make America white again. I'm not being racist, but I'm keeping it real. You saw what happened at the state capitol. He pulled a coup on the United States of America to take it over, because he had to go out of office. Sister Hollis said, I believe more of us will vote. I believe that too. Minister Terry Herbert said, we can move mountains by voting. Standing up, we got to stand up. That's right. I want to do some. Oh, my gosh. Brother Donnell said 32% that's 3 out of 10. That's not enough voters. We need to have more voting going on. Matter of fact, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Will the real black voters please stand up? Go ahead, Clarence.
Yes, of course the real ones will, Pastor Eddie. The question will be those that don't believe that our vote count, will they come out, register, and go out and vote. You know, this topic made me think of the Sugar Shack, where blacks weren't registered to vote, and blacks went and got registered and stood in the line down in, I believe it was 1966, down in Alabama. And so, you know, if our votes weren't counted, would we have all of the redlining in our districts, all of these prohibition laws to keep us from voting? And we see at every election where even this past presidential election, where Donald Trump went out his way, we seen down in Georgia where Warnock had a battle with his vote just to get in the Senate.
Yes.
So our vote count, but due to the misguided education of some of us, some of us don't believe that our vote matters and it don't count. Once you cast your ballot, that ballot doesn't have a gender, a color, a nationality. It just comes from a specific location, from a specific voting place. So, you know, if it's a black community, once that vote is cast, you can't tell who voted on that once it goes to that state register's office, a location of that county or whatever. So our vote matters. We have many blacks who have died, been lynched, been jailed for protesting our voting rights, been beaten down for protesting, threats made. So if our votes didn't matter, why would people put up so much resistance to create difficulties for us to vote as a people? So, you know, let me say this last thing here. There's a friend of mine, and I love this person, and it's just a shame that so many of us had to gather around this person to come with all types of evidence that our vote count and matters, and still couldn't change the mind of one person. So we have no idea how many people still is in that mental slavery state of mind, that although you've been physically free, you're mentally enslaved to think that you have no rights, your vote doesn't count, and many other issues. Another hot button topic. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
All right, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And right now, Donald Trump has announced that he is running for president. He's already campaigning already. And while he's fighting all his cases, he's been indicted by the grand jury, and he has a couple of cases going on, civil cases going on. And at the same time, he's getting ready to run for office again. And the topic, our topic right now, and let me just say this. Out of all the people in the world, only 13% of blacks are voting. I mean in the United States. Okay? It was 32%. Now it's down to 13.6%. And do you know what that means? And that's why we're talking about this topic. Will the real black voters please stand up? Or will they continue to believe that our vote does not count? Now, we get mad when Donald Trump gets in office. We talk about, oh, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like what he does. I don't like what he says. Well, guess what? The only way in the world you can change that is by the freedom that God gave you, and that the amendment right gives you the right to vote. But if you don't vote, your vote doesn't count. It's like the census. If they do a census and you're not included in the census, how can they put more money into your neighborhood if you didn't do the census? They don't know how many people are in your hood. You're trying to hide from them. Now, I want to read this real quick. Adrian Pitts. Welcome, Adrian. Welcome. Ahala said, some voters think they're doing what God wants by voting for Trump. And you right about that, because there's a lot of black people that have voted for Trump. And I don't know why. I don't get it. Robinson, Sheila Timberlake said, wait a minute, let me get this all out here. Sheila Timberlake said, I know people that think he goes for us and for them is about their money And when I speak with them, they tell me I'm brainwashed to continue to believe in Democrats. So I tell them, let me be brainwashed, because it's better that you vote than you just talk about it and don't be about it. I agree with that. I agree. Hollis said, I've also heard a lot of younger voters say Trump says things that other politicians never said before. It's brainwashing. They have brainwashing campaigns to wash your brain, to either make you think your vote doesn't count or your vote is not heard. Your vote is heard, and your vote does count. But if you don't, I'm going to say it again. Will the real black voters please stand up, okay? Because this election for 2024 is not going to be a joke. It's going to make the difference in what happens for African Americans in the very – and you can see they're trying to turn the clock back. Don't get it twisted. They're trying to take you back to 1969. Trust me. Your wages are being messed with. Your jobs are being messed with. Your buying homes is being messed with. I remember it was a time when a black person couldn't live in a certain community. And even now, they still have some sundown towns, if you know what that is. They still have places where you got to go, and you better be out of town by sundown. And we in 2023. Well, that's not applicable to me, because I'm going to be in any town I want to and well defended, so they can bring it on, okay? I'm just saying. We have a right to the freedom of speech. Read your amendment right. You can live where you want to live. You can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do. But if you don't know your rights, you can't exercise your rights. And if you don't know that you have civil, constitutional, and human rights, and you don't know how to exercise your rights, then guess what? You're still back here and way back in the line somewhere when you need to be up here with me in the front, on the front line, getting the job done. Anytime you feel like you want to be a fraud this week, roll your sleeves up and call me up and let's do this, because it won't get done without us doing it. If we don't vote, our vote doesn't count. Okay, it's almost time to go into our other segment. I want to go around real quick. Vera, please take the floor. Vera, will the real black voters please stand up? Go right ahead, Vera.
Eddie, yes, so absolutely. Like our ancestors had to stand in line for hours and days just to get a place in line, so we must rise and definitely stand up.
Hey, man, thank you, Vera. That was wow. Thank you, Vera. Thank you so much. Okay. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Talana Jones, will the real black voters please stand up? Take the floor, Talana. Will the real black voters please stand up? Go ahead, Talana. Talana, are you there?
I have to agree with the entire panel and say that we are on the backs of our ancestors, and even though they shared with us also that they may not make it to the freedom that we are obtaining right now as we speak, to have the freedom to be able to vote. So I believe that in order to use our voice, like you said, that your vote needs to be placed, and to make change and to be able to go to the powers that be, like write letters, make those phone calls, talk to our district officials who can be able to get to those people in Congress who can affect those changes. So I do believe that it's no better time than now to realize that our vote matters.
Mm.
I yield back.
Mm. Thank you so much. Minister Terry Herbert says some black voters have a myth thinking they can't vote again post-incarceration, not aware of expungement. Let me tell you something. If you've been to prison and once you serve your time and you're off parole, you can vote. You can vote. If you go to jail and you have a felony and it's expunged, you can vote, okay? I want to read what Hollis said. Yep, Donald Trump Jr. said, my dad talked to the workers on the job all the time. So working people told him how to win, and he made promises we wanted to hear. And people, unfortunately, Donald Trump is spending millions and millions of dollars on campaigning, and he wants to win. And if he gets back in there, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad, bad, bad. You saw what happened at the state capitol. You see how these folks are acting. I don't want to name no certain organizations, but you can see how they're acting right now. and you can see what they're doing, and they're acting out because they're allowed to. And so we need to quit tripping on each other and galvanize together and make sure that our vote counts. I got everybody on that one. It's time to go into our regular segment. I really want to start off with health and wellness, but I'm going to start off with health and wellness, and then we're going to do words of wisdom, and then we're going to do regulate the manual. And Professor Reams is not here, so I guess we're going to have Clarence to wrap up our commentary. And we do need to pay attention, and we need to get our vote out. Your vote does count. That's all I want you to know today. And tell somebody else about it, because a lot of people saying, oh, the elections are far away. No, 2024 is around the corner. It's around the corner. And if you're not ready, you're going to get left behind in the back of the line, okay? So talk to your 18-year-old kids about voting. Talk to your cousins and nieces and nephews about voting. Talk to your friends about voting. Voting is a key element to change. Imagine how many of our ancestors were beat, hung, and murdered for the right to vote. It's your job. It's your job to stand up for your rights and don't give up the fight. Your vote counts. Okay, without further ado, it's time to go into our regular segments. Let's see, I'm looking for Cousin V. Cousin V, get in here, Cousin V. We need you on the sports report. But before we do, we're going to go to Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Go right ahead, Vera.
Thank you, Eddie. So I want to say for health and wellness today, well, my disclaimer is I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. So let's talk about taking a new journey in life as far as time management with things to enhance our body, mind, soul, and spirit. So I wanted to give you five healthy habits that we should practice for living a healthier life choice. Number one, focus on God, on our spiritual self, and being spiritual and self-care is definitely not selfish. We can practice by enhancing our prayer time, meditation, deep breathing, yoga, Pilates, spiritual baths or showers, and then learning more about the chakras in your body and energy points and how to use. You can also dedicate time with different affirmations every single day and spending quiet time. Number two, add fitness and exercise to your body daily to keep your body toned, fit, to help you lose weight, or if you need to gain weight. You can stretch, do lunges, squats, jump rope, calisthenics, ride your bicycle, swim, or dance. You can also lift weights to keep it toned. And even 30 minutes per day will enhance your body. Number three, stay hydrated because H2O is very important. Now, there are different types of water, and everyone likes a different taste, and some do not care for water, but we cannot live without water. There's distilled, spring, mineral, sparkling, and I enjoy the alkaline. So I enjoy all three at different times because what water does, it prevents dehydration. It helps reconstruct our entire body. It reduces hunger. It gets rid of waste. It lubricates our joints, supports our kidney, digestion, our heart health, and our skin. And don't forget about the muscles, bones, tendons, and ligaments. Number four, the importance of fruits and vegetables. Now, they provide us with so many vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and they help prevent illness and keep our body immune system great with healthy habits. Because guess what? What you eat, you'll definitely feel energized later if you add the different healthy vitamins and minerals. You can also try a plant-based diet and take some seeds or nuts along with you instead of going to a drive-thru or fast food. You can also add juicing to your daily plan, weekly plan as well, Now, there are a couple of herbs that I would like to mention to help keep your body in a happy mood. On Dr. Aretha's talk show, we had a moment of laughter, and that was one of the best medications of ever to keep our serotonin, our endorphins, and our dopamine levels boosted. Now, you can add vitamin B6, 12, omega-3 fatty acids, magnesium, D3, and ashwagandha. And some of the herbs which are great to enhance their antidepressants are St. John's wort, chamomile, valerian root, saffron, lemon balm, turmeric, lavender, ginkgo, and the matcha green tea. But always check with your doctor before adding any new herbs or vitamins to your diet. And number five, last but not least, reward yourself and avoid negative energy. Give yourself or have someone give you a facial, a mani or pedicure. And sometimes we need to just say no. Take a nap. Play with your pet. And love on you. Date yourself. Invest in a juicer. Now, you can also treat yourself to a spa day or treatment. And massage is one of the best that I adore. I have to have those. Now, take yourself to a comedy show. Spend time with great friends. Enjoy a movie. Then spending time doing some type of craft or whatever that you enjoy. Get out there in nature and spend time perhaps in a jacuzzi and cook your favorite foods. Now, those were the five healthy choices to add better health and wellness to enhance your life. Amen.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for health and wellness. Big hand. Thank you. Wow, health and wellness. Wow, that was
Eddie,
health and wellness.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Yes?
If you don't mind, I just wanted to mention a couple of things as far as cleansing and calming your area. And you can do that with Plano Sage, Palo Santo. You can light a soy candle. Better yet, if you have essential oils, boil some or put it in your diffuser. And I would say that would be lavender, chamomile, rosemary, orange, sage, bergamot, lemon, or patchouli. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. I want to just make this quick announcement. Wow, that was really good. Sheila Timberlake said that she has removed all meat from her life going on 3 months now. Congratulations, Sheila Timberlake. I've been off meat for a long time. and it has really helped me so much, and it'll help you too. At first, I became a pescatarian, and I ate fish for a long time, and now it's no meat at all. It's just, you know, plant-based vegetables, fruits, beans, brown rice, you know, healthy, 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 and God has been so good in that area. So I want to move right along, and now it's time for mental health in you, with Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Please take the floor. Give us mental health and you.
Amen. So mental health and you, today is May the 8th, 2023. And May the 8th is actually National Reward Yourself Day. That's right. It's National Reward Yourself Day. This national holiday encourages people of all ages to take a few moments out of their day to celebrate their successes and reflect on how far they have come and reaching their goals. Whether it's taking time to relax and enjoy a hot bath, indulging in your favorite treat, or going for a hike, Reward Yourself Day is the perfect excuse to show yourself some love. Rewarding yourself has been a proven method of encouraging positive behavior changes since ancient times. The concept of rewarding oneself has endured through the centuries to reinforce good habits and celebrate accomplishments. Rewarding yourself is good for the mental. And remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Dr.
Let's give a big hand for Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
I think I'm going to reward myself with some ice cream. Wow.
So sugar-free.
I'm going to reward myself today. Yeah, I think I'll make it ice, you know, the yogurt, frozen yogurt. That's healthier, right? Frozen yogurt. Wow, that's really good. Without further ado, it's time for words of wisdom. And we need words of wisdom. Sometimes a little words of wisdom can help our day and help our life. Thanks for all the hearts, you guys. Thank you, Vera. Thank you, everybody. Without further ado, Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom. Thank you, First Lady Talita Wilkes. Thank you, everybody listening on Facebook Live. Sheila Timberlake said, thank you, Vera, because peppermint oil really did work for the cough. All right. Wow. Okay, Talana, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today I have two short affirmations that I really believe hit today's show, and I hope you enjoy. The first one reads, unconditional love is not based on the performance of the receiver, but on the character of the giver. And the last quote is, to be brave, someone unconditionally, without expecting anything in return, to just give. That takes courage, because what we don't want to fall on our faces or leave ourselves open to hurt. Thank you so much. God bless everyone, and I hope you enjoy working with us today.
Amen. That was really good. That was really good. That was really, really good. Thank you so much. Without further ado, it is time to go to Clarence and Malin with Regulate the Manual. Clarence, take the floor. Regulate the Manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Today I was looking for something instead of going with the regular route that I've been doing, reading this Regulate the Manual. I want to thank everyone who has supported this book, have maybe gotten something from the Monday morning readings and just your love for the show all in all. And I hope this relates to this morning first topic. Throughout the signs and the times, I believe that there are certain instruments that have been put into place within the lives of all mankind and through the evolution of man. These instruments have continued to transform and evolve. I believe these things have worked their way up to these points of our times. I believe that it has started since Cain slaying Abel. All the instruments of racism has been around since the beginning. The instruments of racism were all dormant until the proper times were figured out and put into use. Here's a hand-raising question. Raise your hand if you like the fact of David defeating Goliath. Are there any white races who did not like it to that? I believe that there are many hidden truths and stories that have been lost, buried, and burned. Racism has been practiced for far too long. The days of racism and races are over. The end is near for all your hatred, discrimination, and their prejudice, which has become a part of their packages. Your illusion, American dreams, tricks with all of the apples will soon become exposed for the whole world to see. Divide and conquer shall also come to cease. The drugs, weapons, lies, and the sellouts will all come to a halt. Almost everything that has been under the sun today is witnessed on camera, recorded, tape, heard, seen through some kind of media source, and is duly noted. You can only get that from Regulate the Manual. There's no other book written like this. You can go to regulatethemanual.com. You know, go to your bookstore, Autodesk, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere that books are sold. Just ask the bookstore Autodesk. So thank you to all the listeners. I hope you all enjoyed that short reading from Regulate the Manual, because this book is written and you are in here.
All right, let's give Clarence a big hand. Right on, Clarence. Thank you. Very good. Okay. Sheila Timberlake, wait, I want to share what she said on Facebook Live. Sheila said, everyone have a great week. Continue to have a fantastic show, and I will listen to the replay. God bless you all. And we want to bless you, too. God bless you, too. And Sister Felita Wilson, everybody on Facebook Live. Also, Kenya, hey, Kenya, how are you? Welcome, Kenya. Thank you for reaching out and coming on our show. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody on the show. Thank you guys for joining us. We're here every single Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Monday. Amen. Amen, Minister Clarence Allen. Much love, beautiful family. That was Sister Minister Terry Herbert that said that. I want to send a shout out to everybody. Tomorrow is a really big day for me, and I just want you all to just keep me in prayer. So I'm asking everybody on Facebook Live right now. Let's see. I don't see your number. There we go. Oh, there's Cousin V. We're going to get the sports report after all. Without further ado, Cousin V, welcome to the show. Don't even just say hi and go right into the sports report so we can find out what's happening with my Lakers.
Okay. So, I am going to say the Lakers for last because I'm going to start off with NASCAR. We had the F1 series in Miami at the Miami Grand Prix at the Miami International Autodrome, and that was happening this weekend. So you know how traffic is when they have sports in the area. It's a 57-lap race. It was first held last year in 2022. And they will have a 10-year contract on there. So the first driver was Verstappen, Red Bull car number 1. Second place was Perez in Red Bull car number 11. F. Alfonso, the Aston Martin. I love some cars, but he drove the Aston Martin number 14. He was in third place. Mercedes was Russell. He was number 63, and he won fourth place. And then the Ferrari was Saint Jr., and he won fifth place. And then, man, I mean, the sports is just so exciting, and I can't believe I'm watching hockey and baseball and things like that. You know, just those sports that we really have to see in person to enjoy. But in NHL hockey, it is the Oilers and the Golden Knights. They are tied at a series of 1-1. And the Oilers beat the Golden Knights on 5-1. Then in game 3 for the Hurricanes and the Devils, the Carolina is beating them 2-1. And the Devils beat the Hurricanes 8-4. And then it's the Dallas Stars and the Kraken. Seattle Kraken beat Dallas on yesterday 7-2. And then my Florida Panthers, they're playing the Maple Leafs, and they are 3-0, and the Panthers are beating the Maple Leafs 3-2. And then in game, the Stars cracking game, Seattle's leading Dallas 2-1. And then also, now we can get to our Lakers. So in game 4, the series is tied. The 76ers and the Celtics are 2-2, and the 76ers are beat the Celtics 116-115, 1 point. And then in overtime, the series is tied 2-2 with the Suns and the Nuggets. In final overtime, the Suns beat the Nuggets 129-24. And then we got the Miami Heat and New York Knickerbockers. And Miami is leading 2-1, and Miami beat them. They beat them 105-86, but tonight they will be playing at 7:30. And then we have the Lakers and the Warriors. The Lakers did defeat the Warriors. They were behind, but the Lakers are beating them 2-1. And the last game, the Lakers beat the Warriors 127-97. So this is my sports report. Y'all have a great week.
All right, let's give a big hand for the sports report. Wait.
Baby, I just want to say, y'all, just pray for me because this time last year, I'm sitting here holding Brandy's hand. And this Saturday, this Saturday will make 1 year that my baby has not been here. So y'all pray for me because this is really challenging. And then to know, like you said, to hear those people that their kids are getting killed. I do still thank God to this day for being able to hold my child's hand, but to not be able to hold your child's hand and you're just out shopping somewhere and somebody kills your kid, that has to be a lot on those. So I do pray for those parents also.
Yeah, you know, Cousin V, I got to tell you, you know, I just this very second when you said that, I just wiped away a tear from my eye just thinking about my cousin. And, you know, I was there at the hospital with you guys. And,
yes,
you know,
I came all the way from California. And I thank you and everyone that was there, I mean, at the bedside, because no one left. And they were all right there with me, so I just thank you all. But that is the hardest thing. Yes, mothers, cousins, sisters, that, but when it's your child, it takes a whole different tone on you.
Well, I just want you to know that First Lady Felita Wills sends her love to you. Just want you to know she said hello, Cousin V, and sends a heart. And Minister Terry Herbert sends her love. And everybody on Facebook is sending their love. And everybody from the show is sending their love. And we all love you. Everybody, let's give a big shout-out to Cousin V. Let's show your hearts and clap your hands for Cousin V. And this is going to be the year anniversary.
Okay.
We love you.
We love you,
Cousin.
Happy,
happy Nurses Week. Happy Teachers Week to everyone.
Amen,
our
amen.
Love,
and
prayer, and sympathies are with you, Cousin V.
And Vera said, thank you, Eddie, Talana, Aretha Adams Jones, Clarence M. Allen, Professor Reams, and all the listeners, enhance your day. And that was our word of the week, and a lovely day. And praise God from whom all blessings flow. Minister Terry Herbert sent the big hands and hearts and everything, and Felita Wilson, hands and hearts. So thank you so much, everybody. Now, we're going to go to Clarence to do a quick commentary. Clarence is going to step in the shoes of Professor Reams right now and give us the short version of his commentary. Without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie, first giving all glory to God. Thank him for this new day that none of us has never seen, and we will journey throughout this day. A shout-out to Professor Reams at a graduation this morning. Thank him for his work in just teaching the institution of knowledge. And, you know, Pastor Eddie gave us the word earlier today for the week is enhanced. He gave us the scripture of the week of Colossians 3:8. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Amen. And he opened up with a difficult topic. You know, the murder of Jordan Neely, a young man who impersonated Michael Jackson with a mental health issue from the beginning of his youthful years when his mother was murdered by her boyfriend and put her in a suitcase. You know, that's horrific. There's trauma, you know, for this to be in his heart, mind, and in his spirit through his days and doing his dance of Michael Jackson, imitating him daily, I have to believe that gave him a peace of mind and inspired him with joy in his life. But for a 22-year-old person who's supposed to be of service to this nation as a Marine to come out and kill an American, should that be treason? Should he be tried for murder? I think so. You know, how do you go and get a service job to protect your community, country, and even these United States of America, and then come out and kill a United States citizen, regardless of their mental status? And will the real black voters, will they please stand up? Yes, they will. But will those who are discouraged and may not believe that their vote count, that their vote matters, the real question, will they stand up? And shout out to Talana Jones with her words of wisdom today, the unconditional love, just to be brave, and be brave enough just to give And if somebody would have given Jordan Neely just some of their time, maybe a bottle of water, you know, a lot of people carry food with them. If somebody would even just gave him something to eat or just sat there and allow him to relieve himself of his distress, his trauma, his anger, his mental status at that time, maybe he would be here today. And we want to thank Dr. Aretha Adam Jones, our mental health and youth specialist. You know, every time she comes on, I have to lean back on my couch and get my mental therapy. And she giving us some numbers, a 988 number for mental health services and the PET emergency team, psychiatric emergency team at 800-854-7771 and a suicide hotline, 800-273-8255. And today, you can take your dollar out of one pocket and put it into the other pocket that you have, because today is National Reward Yourself Day. So relax, enjoy, show yourself some love, and reinforce yourself. And then we have another doctor, Dr. Granny V. I love this, with health and wellness. You know one thing about this show here, this is a healthy show. We talk about unhealthy conditions, unhealthy lifestyles, and unhealthy events. But we have health and wellness with Dr. Granny V, and, you know, just taking that new journey in life and just to manage yourself, to focus on God. She said we can do yoga, learn the chakras, fitness and exercise, drink water just to stay hydrated, and the importance of fruits and vegetables. You know, every time Dr. Granny V come on, I tell you, I have to get down and maybe get 1.5 to 2 push-ups in, because, you know, this healthy lifestyle is serious about creating a healthy mood and rewarding myself, avoiding negative energy, and take some time just to cleanse my area. And then we have Cousin V. What would life be like without sports? You know, I think sports run side by side with some of the good quality music in life, because it has its own way of relieving stress and bringing out those good qualities in life. And she covered the auto racing. We have 2 sporting events in the playoffs with hockey and the NBA. So, Cousin B, I thank you for every week bringing us the sports report, because I'm a sports fanatic. And last but not least, the man that turns the ignition key and starts the engine to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show every Monday morning, a 2-hour broadcast, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Bring us a show that talks about my rights, your rights, civil rights, human life, the rights just to live. So we want to give love, a shout out to Pastor Eddie. We want to praise God and thank him for creating a man such as himself, because I can see you standing above that Hollywood Hill sign as Justice Man, with your cape flapping in the wind, Pastor Eddie, looking over the city to see whose civil rights are being violated. So we thank you. We love you, Pastor Eddie. We pray, God, that he continue to energize you, keep you healthy, motivate you, and allow us to be inspired for civil rights. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. And once again, thank you to all our wonderful, faithful listeners. Please share this on your Facebook page, to your groups, to your followers, and let everybody know next Monday morning at 866-747-8064. They can tune in to the greatest Monday morning blog talk show on earth, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. I'm out.
Let's give Clarence a big hand for thank you, Clarence. That was a great commentary, man. Great commentary. Wonderful commentary. Professor Reed is going to be so proud of you, Brother Clarence. We're going to close the trunk on the limousine and close the doors and roll the windows up, and we're going to turn the ignition and drive out of here. Normally I end the show with what's going on. But whatever it is that you want God to do in your life, and I'm so serious about this right now to the final listeners that are on the show, let this be a blessing for you today. The word of the week was enhanced. The scripture of the week was Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. And this is the song of the week. And the name of the song is called Lord, Do It For Me. So I'm going to end the show with Lord, Do It For Me. Whatever you want God to do for you, whatever it is, it's not too big or too small. God can do it for you. Amen. He will do it for you. He can do it for you. Amen. So here we go. Lord, do it for me.
Oh, Lord, do it for me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me.
Fix it, Lord. Sometimes I get this and I say like this. Take
it for me.
I can't fix it, guys. I know you can.
Ain't nobody doing it all the time. Oh, take it for me, because Lord, I have a problem, and only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me, yeah.
Can y'all pray that for me? Remember, the best is yet to come. And whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. God bless you. Peace.
Oh my gosh.
You're live.
Okay. Thank you, Vera.